Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Our friends from the Travis Manion Foundation, the big donors who helped out supporting our veterans, are here with us in person today. And joining me now is the one and only Dr. Wilfred Riley, author of the book Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. Dr. Riley, what's up, my man?
What's up? How are you?
We're doing great. We're hanging in there. We good. Are watching as and I got to tell you, I'm personally happy the president dropped the F-bomb the other day. I want more of this in public. In case you don't know, Justin, let's play the clip for Dr. Riley. He was referring to Israel and Iran, but I think we could say this applies to a lot of different things. Go ahead.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Dr. Riley, I like the F-bomb. I feel like it should be used more in society. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, they're kids watching, but you know, I certainly thought that one selectively was pretty well used. I mean, Trump was going off because he actually, this is very skillful by the big guy. He negotiated a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. And the thing is, the ceasefire didn't take effect immediately. It took effect in 12 hours. They both said things like, we have to get the warriors out of the unsafe zone, you know, the negotiations and talks. And immediately after they signed the ceasefire, both sides then started bombing each other for much of that 12 hours. Like, Israel dropped bombs in Tehran. Iran fired 5 intercontinental ballistic missiles into Israel. So Trump then told him to stop, and they did. I mean, his comment about Israel was like, well, okay, I know the ceasefire didn't take effect yet, but you don't sign it and then drop more bombs of entire time up to it. So that's what Trump was reacting to. He was talking about one of those things in international politics where people are kind of playing games with the law and saying, well, we're not technically not at war yet.
Right.
So he was a little mad at them, and both countries after that rant did stop the escalation. So Trump cannot take credit for a Middle East ceasefire.
Let's turn our attention to New York. Are you surprised that this Mondami guy won and defeated Andrew Cuomo? Because, I mean, they say it's a political earthquake. I was surprised. I figured the Cuomo name alone was powerful enough. I also thought New Yorkers were kind of sick of the crime and everything else. But, I mean, he won. And what do you make of this guy?
Well, I mean, so I'm surprised he won, too. The joke is that New York can never let Chicago or Philly lead in a category like worst crazy mayor. So Brandon Johnson in Chicago obviously took power a year ago, and he's an African-American guy. He's a straight-up communist. And so a lot of Chicagoans are saying, you know, New York is going to vote for this guy just so they could say they have the most cutting-edge mayor over there in Manhattan. I was surprised by the win, though. I mean, Cuomo, he made some mistakes under COVID, one of which led to a large number of seniors dying, frankly. I mean, had been the governor of the state, at least on the Democratic side, he'd been ranked a B-minus governor. You know, that generally translates to a slightly better mayor. The name is pretty familiar. And you've got other serious politicians. I mean, you've got Curtis Sliwa, who founded the Guardian Angels, who's preparing to enter as a Republican. You've got Eric Adams, the former mayor, who, again, I don't like him as a conservative guy, but generally thought to have done an okay, B-average job. So Zohran Mamdani is a Muslim-American former rapper who was originally polling at 2%. And I think everyone thought this was kind of a joke, but he put together this really funny hipster campaign. He had these great ads where he was complaining about the cost of street hot dogs and halal truck chicken. You know, he got some celebrity endorsements. Raekwon, the chef from the Wu-Tang Clan, endorsed him. So, you know, he had all his female canvassers wear shirts that said Hot Girls for Zohran, you know, with varying degrees of accuracy. But he did this very kind of NYC campaign as you got off the – I mean, I saw some of his canvassers when I got off near Times Square for a media hit. And he apparently got just enough of the vote to win. And the last thing about this, his vote – people keep saying, well, this is immigrants. This is all these Eastern Europeans and Hispanics and all these people coming. No. Zohran Mamdani's base was college-educated white women and some men. Like, we're starting to see those numbers. That's one of the few sets of numbers I was willing to pay my database for yesterday. It was driven by upper middle class white and Asian women, and to some extent guys in those same groups. So he polled best in Manhattan, worst in the Bronx. I mean, really interesting data.
So white liberals, again, we're talking about white liberals basically being the group that supported him.
Yeah, well, I think we have a two-part problem. I mean, if you go to the cities, you obviously do see that in African-American neighborhoods, recent immigrant neighborhoods of all colors, there's a lot of crime, there are people sleeping on the street, all this kind of stuff that you can't have, kids are at risk. But you also see, this is the bigger part of the piece, that there's a specific group of people allowing that, and those usually aren't like the church ladies in those neighborhoods. So when you look at voting patterns, like the most liberal voters invariably are white, college-educated, mostly female, upper-middle class. Like, I mean, if you're familiar with New York, Mamdani won Murray Hill by, like, 32 points. So that's what happened in this race. And, like, a lot of the problems in the city, you know, as a black guy who's a local leader in a city, like, I have no patience for them at all, just arrest people. But there's a group of people that are preventing you from doing that. And it's not like Hispanic dads. So that's the two-part problem in a lot of these cities.
How about some of his tweets about defunding the police? Because it was bad for the police, were bad for trans women. He had a lot of nutty tweets about defunding the police.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we both spent some time in Catholic school. It's like the catechism, right? Like, and I shall not want. Like, there are like 10 or 12 things you just say at different times of the day. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with one of the great human religions. But I feel like woke people have the same thing with, like, rote stuff that they have to say, like... This is an example of racist, cis-sexist sexism, would be like a catechistic, woke comment. And these apply across areas where, like, not all of the variables exist. So, like, the people that are arrested by the police in a big city are going to be about 50% black, 50% different variations on Caucasian, all poor, mostly male, mostly fatherless. Like, we've known this for a very long time. So to say something like the police are hardest on women, especially trans women, is just nonsensical until you realize that someone's being religious. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the rote. Like, this is racist, but also it is sexist. So that's what Mamdani was saying. I think his police defunding is queer liberation is the tweet you're referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queer liberation, and there was one about defunding the police is well, you know, I pulled some of them up. I know there was one he talked about how for trans women, the police were particularly for trans women. They were very rough on them. I don't know why.
Yeah,
exactly,
police violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that on my phone just now. Violence is hardest on women, especially trans women.
Right.
And again, that's something that doesn't even make sense. You can be for the police, which I am. You can be against over-harsh urban policing. But about 80% of the people arrested by the police are just men.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really make any sense, but it's, again, it's the catechistic thing you have to say. The police are hard to us all, are hard on us all, especially black folks, especially black female people, especially black female people of transness, and so on. So anyway, it's just nonsense, but that's what he said.
And of course, Dr. Riley also wrote the book Hate Crime Hoax. So it's great to have him here. I mentioned you the other day because I don't know if you caught this on The View or not, but when Whoopi Goldberg went into her whole rant about how we're no better than Iran, and she brought up the Matthew Shepard killing, and she said, in this country, we tie gay people to the back of cars. You remember that the comment she made?
Yeah, and I actually think she's messing up two different hate crimes, one if not both of which was a hoax. Matthew Shepard, first of all, Matthew Shepard was a gay guy who was killed in Wyoming. And because this was Wyoming, because he'd been in a tough cowboy bar earlier that night, the universal presentation was he was killed for being gay. It turned out Matthew Shepard was one of the larger methamphetamine dealers in that city. And he'd been killed by a bisexual guy who he knew personally. So whether the story there has any value at all is an interesting question. But so Matthew Shepard, he was tied to a fence. He was beaten. He ended up dying. It's cold in that part of the country. The case she's referring to is the James Byrd case, which is where a black guy, and this did happen, but a black guy was tied to the back of a car by two white guys and was killed. That seems to be a genuine hate crime. But in either case, you can't take some isolated incident, there's a crime in a city, and compare that to Iran or North Korea. I mean, girls as a group can get married at 9 in Iran. So this rush to defend Iran and say we're no better than a theocratic Muslim dictatorship is extremely unusual, especially from, you know, again, the feminists and liberals and so on down the line.
Yeah, I have a feeling The View would not be on the air in Iran. I mean, I don't know the quality of their programming, but I have a strong hunch that show would not be on.
Well, that's if anything, that's a point for Iran. I mean, Iranian TV is actually, you know, it's pretty funny. It's a lot of the old war movies from the West. It's a lot of our fairly wholesome Leave It to Beaver type stuff. It's Muslim cinematic content, which is often pretty good. You know, a lot of adventure epics. But yeah, no, I mean, whether or not we think some of this might be a positive, Iran is an openly patriarchal country. There are no, that I'm aware of, female-headed shows featuring feminist businesswomen on the air in Tehran. So, to some extent, in the USA, we have the luxury of saying that the country is evil, which is a good sign that it's not, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you obsess yes. about your soul, you're probably a good person. It's a very old line in Christianity and Buddhism. You know, similarly, if we allow people to march in the streets chanting about how the country's run by gangsters and thieves, I mean, it probably isn't.
Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us. Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me is the book. You definitely want to get your copy of it. It's great to have him with us today. I appreciate him being here. So let's talk about Iran in general. And I think it's also worth noting, Dr. Riley, that we're having this conversation about the people potentially rising up and maybe throwing off the government, the Ayatollah. They've done that before. Is there any chance that could happen again, you think? I mean, that there could be some kind of a regime change that's not facilitated and orchestrated by the United States of America. And by the way, in my opinion, it should not be. I don't want us in the business of regime change, but...
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, so Persia is not like a lot of these other countries that we've engaged with in the Middle East. I mean, now Iraq used to be Assyria. That's a fairly civilized country. The issue there was just that the leader, Saddam Hussein, was literally a madman. He was about to pass down what was basically a kingdom to his sons, Uday and Qusay. Should we have gone in, we lost almost 10,000 men. That's up in the air. But I mean, Iraq, there was at least some possibility. Afghanistan is a country that's been viewed as kind of bandit-haunted wilderness since there were countries. Like, that's where Alexander the Great got shot. I mean, so like the idea that we were going to come in and we were going to establish a functioning democracy with like the Hazara and Pashtun and so on, tribal warriors, was always a fantasy. And the moment we left, the Taliban took over. And hopefully what they'll do is put in the equivalent of a strong king and stay in power for 80 years. So there wasn't much hope there. Persia, obviously, though, was one of the great powers historically. You know, Persia traded honors about equally with Greece. You know, the old Caucasian kings of the Middle Ages traded with Persia and Ethiopia. And the Persians usually had a king called the Shah. What happened in the Iranian Revolution in the 1970s is that the communists and the Islamists teamed up to toss out, like, the good king. And then the Islamists killed all the communists. Mm-hmm. And they proceeded to take women's rights away and all that. And right now there's a huge undercurrent of unrest in Iran, which is a country with an average income not that far below that of Mississippi, a major city in Tehran, television networks like we just discussed. And the question is, when can we get rid of these religious nutters who tend to be from the rural country and go back to what we were? And the Iranian crown prince, Rehmala Pahlavi, is like a guy, like he's in American social life. He wasn't on The Apprentice, but he was on something very similar. Like he gives speeches to chambers of commerce. And he's popular in Persia as well. So like there have been requests that he come back. The only problem is that that would require a war because the Ayatollahs, like there's an elected government that's actually pretty competent. But behind it, there's kind of the dark eminence of like these Muslim clerics sitting on cushions. And you'd have to, frankly, kill all those people to be able to bring the king back and to be able to bring back the parliament that went with him and so on. So we'll see.
By the way, there's an update on the New York City mayoral candidate. 50 Cent is now offering him $258,750 for a first class one way ticket away from New York. I don't know where he came up with that number, $258,750, but Fitty is trying to get Zoran Mandami out of here. So I just thought that was an interesting update.
Yeah, I mean, it's really remarkable to think that Zoran Mandami might win. I mean, Zoran Mandami knows 50 Cent because he used to be an aspiring rapper. So, like, if you ever Google Zoran Mandami Holy Land 5, like, he's got, like, a 16-bar rap where he talks about Hamas terrorism. I mean, he's not a terrorist of sovereignty, but he's, like, a hip-hop kid from, he's like 30 years old, 33. He's originally from Uganda or Zambia. He moved here with his family. They were in business, came to New York. You know, just a whole bunch of silly stuff. His father was one of the directors of the movie Mississippi Masala, which is like a syrupy not a bad movie, but it's like a syrupy interracial love story set in Mississippi 30 years ago. I mean, so there's just this whole kind of weird pop culture thing about this guy. And it's genuinely interesting to think that he might become the leader of a city of 10 million people. And Fitty, who runs a good-sized company, is saying, this is just ridiculous. Get this guy out of here. Really, the only person who could do that is probably Eric Adams.
Yeah, because this guy's, I mean, Zoran is also a socialist, I mean, in a big way, right? I mean, he's a total socialist commie. What I loved was how many people were Florida real estate agents who were like, oh, yeah, baby, we're going to get new business now. And there were all these memes out there of Ron DeSantis putting alligators along 95 to keep the New Yorkers from coming down there because so many people would be
really
fleeing
funny.
The city.
Yeah, I mean, that's genuinely entertaining. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a major bump in Florida or Austin, or for that matter, Chicago real estate in the next couple of months. You know, yeah, Mandami, we on the right always tend to jokingly say, that guy's a commie. Like, I remember Bernie Sanders on a train as that damned communist Sanders like 8 years ago. But I think that with Mandami, it's actually pretty accurate. I mean, this is a candidate who's described how he wants to set up government-controlled grocery stores to solve the quote-unquote food desert problem. He wants to increase taxes enough to get $65 million more to spend on youth transgender care. So, like, when you think of almost, like, if you thought of almost a joke left-wing candidate, like, yeah, my opponent is a 30-year-old Muslim from Uganda, George. You know, it would be very similar to Zoran. I mean, it's difficult for me to conceive that this could be the boss of a major city, but it could be.
Dr. Wilfred Riley, I appreciate you being with us today. Before I let you go, by the way, I would be remiss if I did not mention to you, since we're talking about alligators, the alligator prison in Florida that they're going to open up here. Now, this is, I think, probably the most Florida thing I've heard. And we have the audio and the video of this now. Florida Attorney General showing off the Alligator Alcatraz facility that will house illegal immigrants. My only question is this the most Florida story we've ever heard? Cut 36.
General James Uthmeyer here at the Miami-Dade Collier Training Facility. This is an old, virtually abandoned airport facility right in the middle of the Everglades. Florida's been leading on immigration enforcement, supporting the Trump administration and ICE's efforts to detain and deport criminal aliens. The governor tasked state leaders to identify places for new temporary detention facilities. I think this is the best one. As I call it, Alligator Alcatraz. This 30-square-mile area is completely surrounded by the Everglades. Presents a efficient, low-cost opportunity to build a temporary detention facility because you don't need to invest that much in the perimeter. People get out, there's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons. Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. Within just 30 to 60 days after we begin construction, it could be up and running and could house as many as 1,000 criminal aliens. This presents a great opportunity for the state of Florida to work with Miami-Dade and Collier counties. Alligator Alcatraz, we're ready to go.
Alligator Alcatraz, Dr. Riley.
Yeah, I mean, so I think a lot of kind of second world countries basically have that, whether you're talking about Eastern Europe and the North and the Arctic, or you're talking about like El Salvador, Bukele, where we used to do. I mean, Alcatraz itself was on an island. It was surrounded by great white sharks. That was the whole thing. So if you got out, you'd just be recaptured. You'd be eaten by sharks. So I think it's good that we're getting through like the soft era of like, are the cable channels good enough in prison? You know, I'm sure it's horrible to go to prison. I don't want to. But in terms of physical amenities, we've definitely made a change toward the more civilized in recent years. And this might be a reversal where, I mean, you're probably talking soft-sided structures, which are tents, you know, down there in the Florida swamps. You know, you came here illegally, then you committed a rape. Okay, there's your bed on the ground until we can send you home.
Yeah.
What if I leave? Okay. I mean, you see the 12-foot-long bull gators walking around. I mean, you know, I think that there's a place for that. And, you know, I don't ever want to say that I have some sympathy for the Hunger Games model of social organization, but like, you know, if you walked across a desert to get here and then we put you in Alligator Alcatraz and you escaped, assuming you were charged with a nonviolent crime, I'd be fine with you going back to society. You're a warrior. You know, I mean, it put you in that man's Marine Corps. But like for the ordinary person, like being surrounded by crocodiles, yeah, you're alligators. You're not going to attempt an escape. You're not going to swim for it. You're just going to do your time until they put you on a plane. So yeah, I'm supportive, I guess.
Dr. Wilfred Riley, lies my liberal teacher told me. Always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
You too, pal.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What was that? What was that text I just got here? What was that? Okay, Bob Zills for sure. Well, first of all, let me just say we are live in our hub here in Odyssey. The big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. It's not about cost. It's about care and commitment to dental excellence. Schedule your appointment today. Get a level of care you deserve. VeneriaDental.com. And thanks to Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey. I am so excited and proud of their 60 incredible years in business. This year, Bob's marks an incredible milestone. 60 years in business. Join their staff this Saturday through Saturday, this week, this whole week through this Saturday, the week to check out specials throughout the store. Bob's will have a limited number, very special commemorative Henry rifles for sale. So get in to check out their incredible inventory and this milestone event of 60 years in business being celebrated all through June and with a special week of sales going on now through Saturday. Don't miss it. Military discounts too. Visit BobsLittleSportsShop.com for more details and come see them on Delsey Drive North in Glassboro. They're open daily Tuesday through Saturday. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. They're my store. Great people. Incredible selection of firearms. And they've got a range. And they've got classes. And they'll help you with all the paperwork, too. An incredible group. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There's something happening here. All righty. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it very, very much. Oh, what else do we got? We got a lot going on. It's a busy day today. I'll tell you one thing, though. Alligator Alcatraz, makes me very, very happy. I'd like to put the guy who, I'd like to kill him, but they're not going to probably do that, unfortunately. But that is the man who murdered Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald. And it was found guilty now, which is good. Judge had some incredibly harsh words to say about this scumbag. So I want to play clip 37. This is, of course, Temple Police Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald. Took the jury, I think I heard Dawn say today, something like 13 minutes to deliberate or something. It was really open and shut. Thanks to everyone who went down and joined Pastor Devlin and prayed at the church. That was a big deal. We certainly do appreciate that. But here's the news story on that, cut 37.
God answers all prayers, and he answered ours today.
Temple University Police Officer Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald's widow reacts to a jury's verdict, sending her husband's killer to prison for the rest of his life after less than 30 minutes of deliberations.
We were extremely nervous, but it was a good sign. We kept praying and had faith in God.
In a trial that began Monday, a jury found now 20-year-old Miles Pfeffer guilty of multiple charges, including first-degree murder in Fitzgerald's shooting death.
This was an absolutely vicious act.
In February 2023, police say Pfeffer, his brother, and a friend were in North Philadelphia near Temple's campus. Fitzgerald spotted the trio dressed in black and wearing masks in an area where there had been a series of robberies and carjackings. He chased them, ultimately only catching up to then 18-year-old Pfeffer. Surveillance video shown in court showed Pfeffer shoot Fitzgerald 6 times, killing him. Pfeffer chose not to speak during sentencing.
At no point has he ever expressed any remorse that we've heard for what he did.
The defense called no witnesses nor contested the shooting or Pfeffer's role, but argued the shooting was not a deliberate killing.
He deserved life without parole. And I'm just really grateful that the jury saw it and that the judge gave him the harshest sentence that he deserved.
During sentencing, the judge called Pfeffer's actions unforgivable and deemed him among the worst of the worst. Pfeffer's father afterward.
Any comment at all? Anything?
No comment.
Other charges Pfeffer was convicted of are connected to a carjacking after the shooting and weapons charges. Temple University saying that justice in this case has been served.
Yeah, in fact, the judge said, there is no graver offense than murdering a police officer, and the system collapses when people attack and kill police officers. You've extinguished the life of a great person. He's gone forever for nothing. And Marissa Fitzgerald told Pfeffer, you are a gift from the devil. You took everything. You took our gift from God. My husband caught you even after you took his life. He led his brothers and sisters to you. Your privileged lifestyle is over. You took my best friend. I now know what true evil is. I will never feel sorry for you. I will never forgive you for what you did. Our babies are forever changed by what you did to them. The judge asked him if he had anything to say, and he said, no, Your Honor. And Pfeffer's father was outside, and he had nothing to say either. He declined comments. So good for the jury, and, you know, prayers to the family, and just an awful, awful, terrible, terrible situation. But good news that the verdict came out, and of course our loser district attorney Larry Krasner did not try for the death penalty in that case. No surprise there, considering that Krasner probably feels sorry for Pfeffer and probably feels like he's a victim of society or something like that, because that's how lefties like Larry Krasner think. One thing I wanted to also mention to you as well, the Bernie Sanders craziness. So Joe Rogan, to his credit, fact-checked Senator Bernie Sanders after he tried shaming people who think climate change is a hoax. Now, I'm one of those people who think that climate change is not man-made. It may be happening, but it's nothing to do with us. That's my take on it. And I hate how the left tries to use it to advance their socialist agenda. Bernie Sanders being one of those people, for sure. He does that a lot. Here's Cut 25. Take a listen.
You know, you got to deal with this climate change issue. And I know that, you know, there are some people who think climate change is a hoax. It ain't a hoax. I think the last 10 years have been the warmest on record. And we can create millions of good-paying jobs transforming our energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency, to solar, to wind, and other sustainable energies.
I think the climate change issue is very complicated. And I think, did you see the Washington Post piece that they wrote where they did this long-term view? First of all, the reality is that the Earth's temperature has never been static, right? We could both agree on that. It's always been up and down. There's been ice ages and heat waves. And then the Washington Post looked at it. What was the time period that they looked at? That essentially they found that we're in a cooling period. That the Earth over the past X amount of years, and this was like a very inconvenient discovery, but they had to report the data, and kudos to them for doing that. Scientists have captured the Earth's climate change over the last 485 million years. Here's a surprising place we stand now. So look at the far end of that graph, and you see we're in a cooling period.
Well, I'm not sure. I didn't read that article, but
yeah.
You know, the scientists who are out there, I think.
I know, but there's a lot of money involved in that too, Bernie. That's part of the problem.
Well, I didn't read the article, but if you say I don't read articles. I watch hot broads tell me the news. Oh, by the way, there's an update in New York City. Because this guy Mondami is such a threat, there's now a movement to get Eric Adams to run as a Republican. He's the incumbent mayor right now. He's running as an independent. He can't win as an independent, but he could potentially win as a Republican. But Curtis Sliwa is running. According to the New York Post, there is now a concerted effort to try to get Curtis Sliwa a job in the Trump administration to get him out of the race. Because Eric Adams is open to running as a Republican for mayor of New York City, but only if Curtis Sliwa drops out of the race. That would free up the GOP line and the expected 30% vote share that the Republican would get in the race. And then you try to get 20% of Democrats and independents who don't want this guy Mondami to win, this Zoran, this lunatic, this Marxist, and then you pull it off like that. It all depends, though, on whether Trump offers Sliwa an olive branch and if Sliwa takes it. He voted for Trump in 2024, but previously called him a screwball and a crackpot. He briefly left the Republican Party in 2020 and said he didn't vote for Trump that year. It's unclear what kind of a job would woo Curtis Sliwa to Washington. As of now, sources say he remains hell-bent on staying in the race, even if it means spoiling it for Adams and ushering in a socialist. Adams, whose business support dipped as Cuomo gained traction in the Democratic primary, has regained momentum amid rising fears that Mondami can win. He's been hustling to rebuild backing, including exploring new PACs to boost fundraising. Adams has shown openness to Republican support. He was on Fox and Friends yesterday. We played the clip for you, voicing concerns about Mondami and coordinating with the Trump administration on immigration enforcement in New York City. That's from our buddy Lydia Moynihan at the New York Post reporting that. I think what's interesting about that story, too, is that Eric Adams was under investigation by the Biden Department of Justice when he came out and said it was, if you keep sending 10,000 migrants to New York City, you will destroy New York City. 10,000 a day, you'll destroy this city. It was after that that Biden's Department of Justice went after him and indicted him on these ridiculous charges, and then ultimately Trump's DOJ dropped the charges against Eric Adams. And Eric Adams has indicated a willingness to work with the Trump administration. So it's not totally out of the realm of possibility that something like this could happen. The only question, though, is whether or not the LoveGov would try to run as a Republican, because that guy, well, he'll do whatever it takes to run. I played this clip earlier, but it's worth replaying again today to let you know that, yes, indeed, the nursing home killer, LoveGov sleazeball, Andrew Cuomo, brother of the lesser Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, brother of the lesser Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, is considering now running as an independent in the race for mayor of New York City. This is cut number 20.
Are you predisposed to consider staying on and having a vibrant campaign through November?
I am qualified. I have an independent line. That's done. And I am right now assessing that landscape and looking at the information, talking to people, talking to the stakeholders in my campaign about what that general election is going to look like. I can tell you there are a lot of people who have a lot of concerns.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. One of those people is Tom Homan. I'll play you that when we get back. A quick break, quick turnaround. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Seeing great friends today. A lot of fun. Great to have you with us. Thanks for being here. So I mentioned earlier in the show today, the White House press briefing was they had a lot to say. And the big piece of this is that we now know that the operation in Iran was a huge success. And we know that that's the case because now CNN has gone from saying that it was not successful to actually having on an expert to go on about how it worked flawlessly and completely destroyed. Let's cue up cut number 10. The centrifuges are gone. Fredo Mountain is inoperable, probably forever. Brett McGurk, former National Security Counsel, on fake news CNN, because they're now trying to redeem themselves after that terrible story by Natasha Bertrand. Cut 10.
And its enrichment program has to be completely destroyed. I think from what I've seen, the 20,000 centrifuges, you had about 17,000 in Natanz, about 3,000 in Fordo, they are all completely destroyed. I am very confident those centrifuges are gone. The Israelis destroyed the centrifuge manufacturing production facilities that we know of. Isfahan, which is the conversion facility, key part of the fuel site, will also appear to have been destroyed. So if you add it up from what we're seeing, massive, catastrophic setback for Iran's program. The term of art, obliterated, destroyed, I kind of step out of that. This is an analytical process. It's important for the professionals now in the intelligence community to be able to do their work without political pressure and come out with their assessments. And we'll know soon enough. There's a lot of work going on here from U.S. intelligence agencies, from Mossad and the Israelis, from other partners. But I thought that briefing was important. We now know that operation that was developed over multiple administrations worked exactly as it was designed. So I didn't know that. I couldn't have confirmed that 24 hours ago. I now know those three ventilators, they went down there and it worked. That's new. And that means probably Fordo is rendered inoperable for the foreseeable future, probably forever.
There you go. Probably forever. How about that? Probably forever. Wow. That's CNN having to say that and eat some serious, serious crow right there. No doubt about it. And the other thing, too, is that it's no doubt that it was a success as they went through all the details of it and what they accomplished. The other big news today is that I mentioned Nestle is removing all of their food dyes from their foods. And that's a big, big deal because Nestle it's a huge food conglomerate. This is all part of the Make America Healthy Again movement. So great stuff there. I think anytime we can get the private industry, these companies who do this on their own, the better, because we don't need government forcing them to do it, but that's the way it should be done, is that way. All right, I'm off tomorrow, but I'll be back with you on Monday. Michael Pelka is in, and then we'll have a full show on Monday, and we'll get ready for the 4th of July, and it'll be fun. In the meantime, though, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thanks to our great friends who came out tonight. Peter McKeon, Highlight Electric. My man, Tri-County Auto, Santo and Kathy, and John and Nadia, thank you all for coming tonight. We appreciate your generosity, your friendship, your support of the Travis Manning Foundation, and all the great people. I want to thank again Jack, the general manager of Tri-County, and Joe, who's salesman, my buddy, who said I look good on TV. Obviously, the man's got wonderful taste, so go buy a car from him. Have a great rest of your night. Thanks for listening. Fox Across America is up next.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.